follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Know about how to get beyond your mundane everyday thoughts? Do you understand how our thoughts create our reality in a real and practical way? Do you desire tools to help you live from another space full of freedom and liberation from self-imposed limitation? You can create whatever it is you desire. Welcome to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J.K. Get ready to receive clear information, tools, and healing presented by Allison and her guests to help you better know what else is possible.
I'm dancing as usual. I love that music. Hi, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome, welcome. I'm coming to you from Costa Rica, and I'm looking out on the rainforest right now over my terrace, so I don't know how the sound quality is to get to the ocean, but you're going to possibly be able to hear the ocean in the background as well as some probably birds coming in. Maybe a monkey or two, but you won't necessarily hear the monkeys as much as the birds. So happy, happy Friday. Happy weekend. Happy new 10 seconds. And we're going to have some live callers today as we go into some energy clearing for them using Theta Healing and some Access Consciousness facilitation and some coaching. And as they get cleared, it helps clear you too. So if you want to, your cognitive mind could be concluding as you listen to the person that maybe you don't have that same issue, and that's all good. The clearings won't head towards your consciousness. If you resonate with the caller or you feel like you could benefit somehow, maybe your cognitive mind isn't aware of from whatever the person's speaking to, just go ahead and have your intent. I want to receive these clearings, and you'll receive them too. That's the beauty of how this works. If you're listening also to the recording, the energy healing, when we work in consciousness, we're at the zero point, or we're where time and space don't matter. So that's the brilliance of one of the many brilliances of this work. So if you're listening to the recording, you can still receive the clearings that other people are receiving, that the callers who I'm interacting with. So the nature of this is a surprise show topic for me today. Up through last night, I had a different plan, but in coming out of meditation and prayer this morning, I received the guidance to go ahead and open it up.
As this show is totally dedicated to, it's the recognition that we don't receive our lives, that we're not at the effect of our lives, but that everything we're thinking, and typically the thoughts that we don't really have access to, unless we slow down and start observing them, which is what every show is all about, are dictating what comes to us. And so it seems like we're at the effect of what the universe brings us, or what God does to us, or what that person did to us. But in reality, we're creating everything with what we're asking for. So an example I had this week was really poignant, in that we had asked for thing A, and then when it showed up, we didn't like quite how it showed up. So we as a group then asked for thing B, and it was too much of thing B. So we had to go back in and request something closer to thing A. It was a phenomenal recognition of what creators we are. We are such powerful creators. So what this show is dedicated to is clearing the blocks that we might have that are sending signals out that are kind of warping what shows up, so that when we ask for something, it shows up the way that we want it to, hey, the way that we desire it to. It doesn't have to be that old metaphysical thing where watch what you ask for, because it just might show up, and then it shows up in this horrendous way that we end up having to deal with. So this is about clearing what's in our way to, when we ask, receiving what it is that we actually are asking for. And with that, the first caller, hey, you're on the air, welcome.
Hi, Allison, it's Marianne from Clearwater.
Marianne, hi. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to say I'm back in town. I've been to one of your group clearings, and it's just working little miracles in my life every day.
Brilliant. What's in it? What do you feel like was one of the strongest clearings that you received that you're then seeing what you're seeing are miracles showing up after?
Just all negatives are completely out and all good things are coming in. Day-to-day things that, you know, I didn't want to do, I've done. I was up north visiting my daughter and my granddaughter for 3 weeks, and usually we argue all the time. We didn't have one fight. It was just wonderful, just absolutely wonderful how well I know we got along. That was the most important thing to me.
Oh, I'm exhaling for you. I can feel it. And that's actually, Marianne, one of the most frequent outcomes of doing this work with me or any work with our consciousness and clearing it. It shows up in the more subtle ways, and one of the primary ways is that there's less reactivity and so less fighting with loved ones. Where we're usually triggered or annoyed and reactive, that's not there anymore.
It was just absolutely wonderful. Not one tear.
So what would you like today? Do you want some more help today? Thank you for saying that. I'm so excited to move you forward. What can we do?
Today I just called in because I wanted to hear the program, and I'm open for everything and anything right now. So just want to move forward with my photo business. Want to just, you know, reach out to the universe and just grab whatever it is that they want to give to me.
Okay, so you want me just to go up into Theta and see what I get?
Yes.
Okay. So, give me just a moment to get into Theta. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. I can't handle the speed, yes. Replacing it with, I can handle the speed, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief in all the levels, resolving it for Marianne and all the listeners who desire at their history level. I'm afraid this won't happen, yes. Replacing it with, I'm afraid this won't happen, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around failure. Show me. Wow, that was a huge one. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Marianne and all the listeners at their history level. I'm not good enough to succeed at this, yes. Replacing it with, I'm not good enough to succeed at this, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level and at Marianne's history level. I'm not good enough to succeed at this, yes. Replacing it with, I am good enough to succeed at this, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download to Marianne and to all the listeners the feeling of being able to and good enough to succeed at this. Whatever it is they're attempting and she's attempting, show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about her in their day-to-day lives, able to and good enough to succeed. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of success and of being good enough as a child in this universe and human body on planet Earth now. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief in all the levels, resolving it at her in their history level. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with I can. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief in all the levels, resolving it for Marianne and the listeners at her history level. This can't happen. It can't be this easy. Yes. Replacing it with, this can happen. It can be this easy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around success being very difficult. Show me.
Creator, it is command to please that you download to Marianne and the listeners the feeling of allowing success to be easy. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about her and their day-to-day lives, allowing success to be easy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded that you download the Creator's perception, definition, and understanding of ease, and ease with success, and ease with her work, for her highest and their highest and best of grace and ease. Show me. Okay, Miriam, what it seemed like was there's not some people, when I go up into their field, I sense more blockage. What it seemed like was you had more typical, it felt like you had more typical doubts of like the fluttering thoughts. When I say fluttering, I mean they're not like ones that are as entrenched and repeated, full of heaviness like doubt or fear or guilt or regret. Those are heavier emotions. This one was more a lighter, typical mental occurrence that happens of fluttering thoughts that come in as we start something new, like I don't know if I can do this, or will people like what I have, or this is going to be difficult. Like this is a typical start up when we start something new thoughts. So it feels to me like you're, and even after today, I mean, you're really receptive to these clearings. You've already moved a lot of energy from the clearings you've already received with me. And it feels like today, I know exactly who you are, by the way, it feels like today this is going to just open up stuff to come faster, because it felt like there was a little bit that was hesitant in your field that was blocking you from receiving more assistance and more ease, like you were kind of blocking the rate at which you allowed the success to happen because you didn't know how well you could handle it. You were still questioning, you were before these clearings, you were still questioning your ability to manage the aspects that you need to manage in order for this business to really boom. And so that seems to be cleared. So I would expect stuff to move faster and that you can handle it with ease.
Great. Thank you so much.
How's it get any better than that?
Can't get any better than that. You're the best. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. I look forward to seeing you again soon when I get back, yeah?
Okay, great.
Okay, have the best day ever.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy over there.
I am. Thank you. Bye-bye. Matt, would you like to please bring in the next lovely person who I get to play with?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Allison. Sister Dear over in Costa Rica.
Who would this be?
Lucinda.
Hey, Lucinda. I'm glad you called. Hi.
No, finally. Finally, we get to actually speak with one another.
And it's on the live air. That's funny. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Lucinda, you're a smart woman. You're making good use of our time. Just go for the gusto here. What can I do for you?
Here's what I thought while I was listening. I didn't realize that we were actually going to be speaking. I thought it was going to be just like a numerous series of clearings. But anyways, so while I was listening, I was thinking that over, I want to say the last decade, I feel as though I have taken on an awful lot of crap, as if I have actually become a magnet for other people's stuff. I don't believe that this stuff is mine. I really don't, because of where I was and where I am now. And it seemed to all come about during the tail end of my marriage and subsequent divorce. So I think that I would like to have that cleared. Yes?
Okay. I'm already getting stuff, so let me go ahead and go up into Theta and
okay. And
clear what I get, and then when I come out, I'll tell you what I saw. Does that work for you?
That works wonderfully for me. Thank you.
Okay, cool. So give me just a minute. I'm going to go back up into the deeper level of Theta, please. It's going to be silent for another minute. Creator, It is Commander, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma for Lucinda and all the listeners about not being worthy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, at the core level, the genetic level, the soul level, resolving it at her history, past life level, and for all the listeners too. Life is difficult, yes. Replacing it with life is difficult, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels to Lucinda, resolving it at her history level, and for the listeners as well. I am meant to struggle, yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to struggle? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda and the listeners at their history, past life level. Life is always full of so many problems. I can't handle it. Yes. Replacing it with, life is always full of so many problems. I can't handle it. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda and the listeners at their history level. I can't handle it, yes. Replacing it with, I can't handle it, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda and all the listeners at their history level. I can't handle it, yes. Replacing it with, I can handle it, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around life being meant to be difficult and a struggle and hard work. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda at her history level and the listeners, too. I am strong. That's why I have to deal with so much. Yes. Replacing it with, I am strong. That's why I have to deal with so much. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around not being wanted here. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma and conclusions around not being wanted here, so making up for that by trying extra hard and giving. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda at her past life history level, and for the listeners too. I am meant to absorb others' pain. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to absorb others' pain. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the feeling of having boundaries for her empathic abilities to be self-contained. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Lucinda and the listeners knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with boundaries so her empathicness doesn't pick up on others' stuff in an unmanageable way. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Lucinda and the listeners the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of empathicness and boundaries with it for her highest and best of grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Lucinda at her history level. I am self-contained and don't have to absorb others' feelings. No, replacing it with I am self-contained and don't have to absorb others' feelings. Yes. Show me, Creator, it is commanded, please, your clarity and all free-floating thoughts and trauma with absorbing others' feelings as if cleaning up the environment energetically. Show me. Creator's commanded, please, you put a belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level and the listener's history level. I am safe. No. Replacing it with I am safe. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to listen to and the listeners the feeling of being safe. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to listen to and the listeners and knowing how to go about her in their day-to-day lives. Safe. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being safe, it being safe to be in her body on this planet at this time. Show me. Well, Lucinda, when your energy first came in, it was just shooting high like you were a rocket at the Space Center getting ready to go off into space, just blasted really, really high. I'm getting right now that that's kind of connected with you, your consciousness leaving your body because you've been dealing with so much for so long. And that's part of a pattern that goes along with being empathic too. My sense is that you might have extra weight around your belly, and if you don't, then you might have digestive anxiety stuff like something along the lines of irritable bowel or constipation, or may have had that upset tummy historically in your life, or if not in the last 10 years, because that's your third chakra. And that's where we empathically take on other people's stuff. And there's a pattern emotionally, too. I mean, so you could have in other lifetimes, and I have the sense that you have been quite strong. Not that you aren't in this lifetime with the way that was phrased. And so in that strength and in the roles that you were playing at other times, you were actually responsible for quite a lot of people. And so in the role that, and then the consciousness and the times that it was back then, you were absorbing some of, like, it feels almost like people you were responsible for, like ruling over, like a city manager, or I'm in Europe. And so I don't normally go into past lives like this on ever, not ever, but only on one-on-one. So anyway, the information that is important is that absorbing pattern of others. You have a natural proclivity to being sensitive to what others are feeling, and you have a natural proclivity to absorbing it because of other roles you've played in other lifetimes. And so in the last 10 years, it's been an amazing time on the planet. December 21st of 2012 was a huge awakening, and so the vibration on the planet was raised as we go into this era of spiritual awakening. And in that higher vibration, we're more sensitive. People have become more psychic, and it's like the backdrop overall to life is as if we've all been meditating and doing yoga and have a raised vibration. And so our stuff is coming up and hitting us square in the head, whether it's a crisis with health or it's a crisis with family and divorce, or it's a crisis, all of the crises, financial, personal, with relationships, whatever. Some people have that manifesting, and other people just have wide open awakenings, and it feels like you've had kind of both, and that's typical too, that it's just kind of like some switch was flipped on at some point for your power, and that's also this very much the sense of you as a, energetically as a rocket ship. Like at some point you just had something shift in you within the last decade moving towards, because people started about 5 to 7 years before 2012, December 21st alignment, having stuff shake up. And you started back then, and it was like a switch was flipped on in your being that just catalyzed like a waterfall rushing throughout your entire body and life to clear out anything that wasn't aligned with your higher self energy and vision for yourself, and you still have been clearing. And as you've been clearing, you've been opened more too, and so you're picking up on not only your old stuff that is from entrained family crap, and not that your family has crap, every family has their own version of crap, but the stuff that didn't work for you, and then in societal, like you, it was as you were letting go of your stuff that you say doesn't feel like your stuff, a lot of it wasn't yours, but it was put on you in your training and entrainment and conditioning as you were growing up in this lifetime. And then, yeah, as you opened with this flip, switching on, and then this energy vision I get of, and sense I get of you as a rocket ship, you just started to be wide open and you were picking up on others. So it's a blend of both as you've grown and released and cleared and healed in the last bunch of years in the changes you've been making. You've also been picking up on other stuff because you've opened in that clearing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
I got a heck of a clearing today, sister, because there's a whole lot of, I feel like I was just like moving blocks of cement, and yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw like big boulders being rolled aside. So thank you so much, Allison. Thank you.
Yeah, to the side, Lucinda. Exactly. It was just, I was like taking them out of you, moving them to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Talk to you in a couple of days.
Okay, my honor. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Oh, Lucinda. Bye. Okay, my eyes are feasting on the Pacific Ocean right now here from Playa Samar in Costa Rica. And then in the foreground, there's this papaya tree that those of you who are with me on Facebook saw the pictures of the monkey he reaching towards the first day as I wait for the next caller. Are you there yet? Who is it? Whitney? Yay, hi.
Hi.
No,
hello.
It's all good.
I want to say you're such a gift. You are such a gift. And how did we get so lucky? I have overflowing gratitude for you. You are such a gift in our lives. You're such an amazing woman. Just an incredible, incredible, I can't even say the words on how abundantly incredible and amazing you are. And just thank you so much for being in our lives, and thank you for the gift that you are and that you be. I really want to share that with the world. Thank you.
Oh, Whitney. You are a treat, but into my life unexpectedly in the beautiful listening and ability to reflect and help process through chunks of energy like you just were attempting to articulate the same on my end. I don't have words either. I'm really, really excited and grateful for our most recent meeting too. I feel like it's a bunch of sparkling lights like brought into my life as a gift with our connection. So it's mutual. Gratitude, absolutely, yes. Do you want to play with today? See you.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Wow, just whatever you be, whatever you see, I am all yours. Be magic, sister, be magic. What do you see? What do you see?
Okay, thanks for the entrance at the gate there. Let me go ahead and go back up into theta. Hold on.
Thank you.
Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma for Whitney and for all the listeners around grief, hurting heart. Show me.
Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and the listeners at their history level. I am meant to serve others and sacrifice my own needs. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to serve others and sacrifice my own needs. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and the listeners at her in their history level. I am deserving of support. No. Replacing it with, I am deserving of support. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded that you download to Whitney and to all the listeners the feeling of being deserving of support. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Whitney and all the listeners knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives worthy of support. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of worthiness and of support and of worthiness of support as a child in this universe and a human body on planet Earth right now. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around holding on facilitating letting go. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and all the listeners at their history level. It's okay. No. Replacing it with it's okay. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her and the listener's history level. This change is good. No. Replacing it with this change is good. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is a commandment you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and the listeners at her and their history level. I field, yes, replacing it with I field, no. Show me. Creator, it is a commandment you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her and their history level. I am loved, no, replacing it with I am loved, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief for Whitney at all the levels, resolving it for her and the listeners at her history level. I am lovable. No. Replacing it with I am lovable. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and the listeners at her and their history level. I am worthy. No. Replacing it with I am worthy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Whitney and the listeners the feeling of slowing down from a hectic pace, from nervousness. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around post-traumatic anxiety and stress coming up as a result of what she's just moved through. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around not being safe. Show me. greater it is, commanded you download to it, and the feeling of being safe and able to slow down. Show me. Greater it is, commanded, please, you download to Whitney and the listeners and knowing how to go about her in their day-to-day lives, able to slow down and be safe. She's safe. Show me. Greater it is, commanded, please, that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being safe and everything okay and slowing down. Show me. Greater it is, command the police to pull the belief at all levels, resolving it for Whitney and all the listeners at their history and her history level. I deserve ease. No, replacing it with I deserve ease. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for Whitney and the listeners at her in their history level. It's not safe to relax. Yes. Replacing it with, it is safe to relax. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at Whitney's and the listeners' history level. Good things are coming? No. Replacing it with good things are coming? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Whitney the feeling of good things are here and good things are coming. Show me. And all the listeners too, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to Whitney the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with good things happening now and them coming. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to Whitney and all the listeners the Creator's perspective, definition, understanding of ease, joy, and fun, and love, and success, and abundance for her in their highest and best of grace and ease. Show me. Wow. Good shifting, sister.
I'm feeling something in waves.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I just took a, when I was first back here from Asia in the first 2 years, this is my third, I was saying frequently, I feel like a firewoman with a hose of light. And with you, I feel like it wasn't so much as the full-on pressure of a hose of light. It felt like I was using a paintbrush and just like clearing out where you've been speeding as you've come out of your most recent major change in recreating your life. And that it's making room for a new pace now for you with new treats that you know are coming and are here.
It feels like, you know, we're talking about that twirling ball. It feels like that same energy is just going like a wave from head to foot, like just like pulsing wave, straight through.
People, when I do hands-on healing sessions too, and it's only been in the last like, 6 or 8 months during Theta too, but people have been saying for years now, when they're receiving the energy healing, my hands-on, it feels like pulses. And, yeah, it might be good to just go nap right now if you can.
You're such a
good... Like you're floating away in a magic carpet. So I'm going to let you float away and we'll connect later, yeah?
Thank you so much. You're such a gift. Thank you.
My honor. You know that. My love. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, who do we have next? Who's going to play next?
Hello?
Hi, who do I have here?
Joy.
Hi, Joy. Is this a Joy I've met before?
No.
Hi. Nice to meet you. What can
nice
I do for you?
Too. I am more than ready to step into what I'm here to do. I'm saying yes where I didn't before. And I really want to open up even more all my psychic gifts and whatnot so I can incorporate them into a career. And I'm hearing the voices and I'm seeing the lights and I'm having all kinds of experiences, but I really want to start working with the higher realms more than I'm doing, so I can help people.
This is a little bit more of facilitating and coaching than it is theta healing right now. Are you open to it?
I'm just open to clear whatever can be cleared so I can move.
So you can what?
So I can move.
Move, you said move. Okay, I thought it was move, but then at the last moment it sounded kind of like goop.
Well, there might be a little challenge
there, too. So I know that one of the things that might help you just to confirm what you're going through is on YouTube, there's a video, 10 Signs of Spiritual Awakening. You can check that out.
I have them all.
Yeah, that's why I just said that. Yeah, you do. And these are totally common. I'm so grateful for your sake, Joy, that you know what you're going through. Because so many people are going through these same experiences, and they have no idea it's because of their awakening and opening, like I was saying earlier with Lucinda. So when you say, I need help clarifying something, when you say you want to open up to the higher realms, what do you feel like you're working with now? You feel like you've just opened, and now you want to get to a higher vibration, like the archangel.
I've had this ever since I was little, like different glimpses of it, but now I'm hearing the voices and I'm getting downloads, and I know there's presences here to work with me, but I just don't know if I'm connecting. Can I connect? Or I know I can, but I just don't know how good I'm doing at it at the moment.
Kind of manage it. Okay, so let me do what I can do in this time now. Joy, what I would recommend, though, is that we work one-on-one, however that's going to happen, like with some facilitating on the phone. So if you wanted to get in touch with me, my email address, do you know it already?
I think it's probably on your site. I think I've seen it.
Okay, AJK Bliss. So the three letters A, then J, then K, Allison Jean K, Bliss is in woohoo happy at Gmail. That's my most immediate one, my non-business one. Everybody gets to hear that. So because this is a gradual opening, and I help walk people through their psychic opening, because what you're talking about is a management in a way of the voices that you're hearing, and a management of our own ego minds, and or as it's also called, cognitive mind, or our everyday rational linear mind, management of that to be able to identify when it's coming in and when it's actually in intuitive receiving. So one of the primary distinguishing factors I can help you with is when you're getting the guidance, Joy, it feels, and you can just play with this increasingly, to make this distinction for yourself, like it's getting blocked in your head when it's our own mind coming up with a thought or a conclusion. It feels like it's mechanical, like it's originating in our head, in our brain, and it's a movement of a mechanism, like a wheel starts turning. I mean, you can almost energetically sense that different movement behind each of them. So the intuitive guidance when we receive it feels more like it just pops in our head, and the stuff from our own mind when it wants to interfere, it feels more like it's just from a heavy, I don't want to say heavier because that's not necessarily accurate, but within us already. And one of the things that is frequent too, Joy, is that as we open to
our higher self talents and abilities and live more from there and less from the everyday cognitive mind that we're used to living from and the choices that we're used to making, it gets a little bit wonky. And it, like in the Native American tradition, they call it the coyote or the trickster, because it's akin to like how we'll see dogs or coyotes chasing their own tails, because it's here to help us, that everyday mind. And it's here to structure all of the metaphysical, energetic data that we have coming out of senses all the time. And as we have these spiritual awakenings, the mind is trying to still continue to chop up the energetic data coming out of our senses in a linear, logical, concrete, sequential way. And that is not how the world of energy works. And so it gets a little bit wonky and reactive to the less ability to interpret. So it feels a little bit threatened, and so it sometimes can clamp down on the guidance as it comes in, so you could have more doubts come in. And so it's just a natural mechanism as you're opening in the way you are. So just let the doubts, when you get a piece of guidance, like call Ann, because you won't even get it because call Ann. So you doubt it. That's a typical mechanism. If you get a whole download about this is the way something works, and you could present this in a workshop, and then you start to doubt it. So that doubt, like I can do with the Theta Healing, some of that subconscious conditioning and programming where it might be I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy, just stuff that we absorb growing up from 0 to 6. You know, and it's not even anything we have to spend time with analyzing or processing, just clear it so that you can have more freedom to just step into it. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
Okay. So let me go ahead and just go up and give you a couple of Theta Healings just to kick start it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a moment of silence here, and I'll go back up into Theta, even more deeply here. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief from joy at all the levels, resolving it for her at her past life history level. What I'm doing isn't important. Yes, replacing it with what I'm doing isn't important. Now, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for joy at her history level. The things that I understand aren't important, yes. Replacing it with the things that I understand are important, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma for joy around information that she has in herself not mattering. Show me. Who listens to? Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief for joy at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level. And the listeners to, I'm unimportant, yes. Replacing it with, I'm unimportant, now. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief for joy and for all the listeners at all the levels, resolving it at her and their history level. I don't matter, yes. Replacing it with, I do matter, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief for joy at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level and for the listeners too. I'm unclear, yes. Replacing it with, I am clear, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for joy at our history level. I can't, yes. Replacing it with, I can, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for joy in the listeners at their history level. I'm not good enough, yes. Replacing it with, I am good enough, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to joy in all the listeners the feeling of being good enough.
and of mattering, of being important. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download to join all the listeners, knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, mattering, and being important, and being good enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being good enough as a child in this universe, in a human body on this planet Earth right now. Show me. Okay, Joy, I'm aware that the show's about to close, so please do get in touch with me and we can set up over the computer or the phone session if you'd like. And you're on the right path. Just trust yourself, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My honor. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a fun learning curve that you're on. It's a really fun, adventurous learning curve that you're on. Enjoy it.
Okay, I will.
Okay, get in touch with me if you want, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Have the best day ever. Okay, thanks, y'all, for listening. And we're going to be doing this a bit more frequently in the future. So tune in again and have the best day ever creating it yourself with your own magnificence and brilliance. Thanks for tuning in and for being a part of my community in this world, being who you are. We need you. Many blessings, love and light, and have the best weekend ever. Bye-bye. Aloha.
Thank you again for tuning in to Create Your Best Life Ever, featuring Allison J.K. Please join us again next Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Now, enjoy your weekend and start making positive changes today.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.